Chapter 2, The Three Evolved Enterprise Impact Levels. Level 1, Transactional. Transactional is pretty much exactly as you would think, a transaction. Its official definition is a one-time instance of buying or selling something, a business deal. Not very compelling, right? And that's the way most enterprises still operate, at the transactional level. There's a commoditization that takes place, very little customer loyalty, and most employees or team members are simply going through the paces. In fact, research says 70% of employees are disengaged at work. At a transactional level, many companies still may want to make an impact, and that might be providing a percentage to a charity or a portion from every purchase going to a cause. And that's fine. It actually even raises sales in many cases, as I've seen repeatedly using split testing. However, unless there's an authentic tie-in, all of this could just come across as a marketing tactic. Many larger companies think about corporate social responsibility and allocate a budget for their good works and community service. Again, this is better than nothing, but I really dislike the notion of a responsibility or giving back, as I mentioned earlier. A business might even have a volunteer day where their team members go build a house or contribute in the community. Once again, all a wonderful notion, but unless it's truly part of the culture, it's not something bigger and more level 2 transformational. Level 2 transformational. Here, the identity of your customers, team, and even the business itself develops, changes, and flourishes. At this level, you're curating a community of raving fans that will spread your message, and even better, you'll require less traditional paid advertising and marketing. Plus, your team feels like they're a part of something bigger and can see the impact you've built in. At the transformational level, there's a significantly more unified and embedded notion of how and where the impact is created. It infuses everything. Yet, perhaps you still might do a percentage or a dollar amount for every purchase, but there's more meaning and connection and reason behind it. So let's go back to our volunteer day example. It's not just about planting trees or building a house at this level. It's about expanding and sharing your organization's unique value. There would be a more comprehensive involvement with any organization you might help, perhaps through mentoring, talent exchange, expertise provided, resource allocation, and so forth. You start considering what is the highest and best use of your team. Now they're part of something bigger. That's what everybody wants. At the transformational level, the vision is honed and honored to enroll partners, suppliers, investors, team members, and customers into the big picture. Every product or service sold becomes something greater than a transaction. You start figuring out how to bake in an impact with every purchase using one of the 11 impact models we'll cover. The thinking in an organization even transforms. You start considering every part of your business that has leverage to create an impact. It might be how your supply chain operates and where opportunities exist for a cause partner to provide labor or products. For example, we work with Opportunity Village, an entrepreneurial nonprofit in Las Vegas, which provides job training and programs for disabled individuals. For our final underground seminar, we had them stuff all the attendee bags. It was an easy change in existing costs that we just reallocated. Simple. At this level, our scoreboard also evolves into keeping track of your impact delivered instead of just one profit measurement. And the wonderful thing is this actually drives the bottom line, so it's a really exciting cross-connection. The scoreboard that matters. If entrepreneurs really explore the reason why, it's never really about the money. It's the freedom, peace, and security. And at a higher level, it's knowing you're making an impact, contentment, utilizing your talents, being creative, etc. By merging our heads and our hearts, we can creatively create impact goals that have byproducts that force more profitability and success. So what do you measure? One of the most widely known examples of evolved enterprises would be Tom's Shoes with their buy one, give one model. Using this model, they can track the number of shoes given away, so they've got an easy measurement of their impact. For instance, if the goal was to give away 1 million pairs of shoes, then as a byproduct, they'd have to sell 1 million pairs of shoes at a profit. Pretty powerful. Hang tight, because in the next chapter, we'll look at 11 different impact models and what we can measure as an integrated part of the evolved enterprise. Level 3, transcending. This is the highest level of moving beyond what a business is even considered to a deeper essence of the company's true nature. I would even call it the soul of your venture. The thinking here is about leverage, multipliers, platform, and interconnected ecosystems. It's more about partnering, co-creation, and the synergistic qualities that benefit each and every collaborator. My friend Tony Hsieh, CEO of Zappos, gets this in a big way. He has built a culture that is truly world-class. They got to the transformational stage around what it meant for their team to bring their full selves to work. The core values of Zappos centered on delivering happiness, and it showed up everywhere. Now, it might have been enough to just stick to that since they created a transformative impact on all the team members, suppliers, and many of the customers that bought from them. But there's a bigger game. Tony came up with the idea of spreading their innovations and culture philosophy to other business owners and leaders through their Zappos Insights division. That's where you'd go on a field trip to the office, see the culture at work, and work through what it means to your business. And this is just one of the ways they're transcending their category. It's a significant multiplier to have an influence and effect on other business owners that bring a little bit of that Zappos culture and magic to their teams and offices. Another multiplier was Tony's book, Delivering Happiness, as a way to spread their transformative message to others beyond their own team and customers. Oh, and Tony and team aren't even content there. His latest project involves transforming an entire city with his downtown project. This is serious big picture thinking. The notion of partnership really thrives at the transcending level. Tom's has created a marketplace that other meaningful ventures can jump on and benefit from their mass distribution and leverage. It seems to fly in the face of competition, but there's more to be had from co-opetition than wanting to destroy your competitors. John Mackey, co-CEO of Whole Foods, and Raj Soda from their book Conscious Capitalism say it well. Imagine a business that views its competitors not as enemies to be crushed, but as teachers to learn from and fellow travelers on the journey towards excellence. Where I started in the online space, the most forward-thinking individuals were always looking at smart ways to partner up and provide value to each other's subscribers and lists. And for evolved enterprises, they care more about the mission being accomplished, so anyone else making a difference is welcome in as a collaborator. Networks formed. What's more, at this level, partnerships are formed through coalitions and groups that help each other raise the bar. The outdoor apparel and lifestyle company Patagonia helped form 1% for the Planet, which now encompasses over 1,400 other companies donating 1% of their gross, not net, revenue to environmental causes that they choose. Transcending is about gaining the elevation you need to discover the meaningful interconnections. Bruce Poon-Tip, founder of G-Adventures, with 1,500 plus employees, is one of the world's most successful travel outfitters. In his book Looptail, he talks about creating a movement beyond just a travel company, declaring that you have to do what other companies are scared to do. You have to stand for something. The Looptail is finding your passion and purpose in your work and in your company, transcending your industry and paying it forward. G-Adventures has taken their primary asset and distribution channel consisting of thousands and thousands of travelers to leverage that into a greater shared impact. For example, in Peru, they're one of the largest operators on the Inca Trail. They have tens of thousands of travelers per year. Through their Planetera nonprofit, they developed a women's weaving co-op. The travelers visit the co-op to learn how to weave, meet the locals, and of course buy some of their amazing woven products. This is a true experience with a tremendous impact that drives revenue and raving fans. And I love this because everyone wins. The traveler gets a better story to tell when they get back home. They know they've made a difference. And the weavers actually get to interact in a meaningful way with customers to share their culture, provide a unique value, and thrive. In 2011, Harvard Business School professor Michael Porter wrote in the Harvard Business Review, "Businesses must reconnect company success with social progress. Shared value is not social responsibility, philanthropy, or even sustainability, but a new way to achieve economic success. It's not on the margin of what companies do, but at the center." My friend Jeff Cherry, founder of Conscious Venture Labs in Maryland, says, "In the future, what a company stands for and how it practices capitalism will determine future success." And I agree. Jeff has a pretty solid pedigree as part of the team that drilled down into the financial data for firms and endearment. He's got a background in finance and investment, so this is someone looking at the significant marketplace potential for evolved enterprises that gets this. Now, I'm a mentor to the companies coming out of the Conscious Venture Labs, and now they're in the process of raising a $50 million fund in this space. So it's not too hard to notice a shift is definitely happening. And at the transcending level, we truly move into an entrepreneurial art form. You're using your business to creatively bring everything together from an elegant business model to an exponential impact for anyone your company interacts with. So I want you to write the business love story you want the world to buy. Let's take a look at some of the models that are working to actually make everything you do both alluring and attention-getting.